As you may know from your own experiences, Massachusetts has some of the highest healthcare costs in the country. That's despite a groundbreaking state law passed 10 years ago this summer. It was designed to contain healthcare costs, but a decade later, consumers and businesses in the Commonwealth still pay more each year for healthcare. WBUR's Priyanka Dale McCluskey is here to help us understand why that is. Hi, Priyanka.
Hi.
Okay, so let's start with basics. How did Massachusetts try to control healthcare spending with this law?
Rupa, I spoke with a dozen people who follow this closely, and they agree that the Massachusetts healthcare market would look very different without this 2012 law. It created a new watchdog agency called the Health Policy Commission, and this group uses the bully pulpit to raise the alarm about things like hospital mergers that could raise costs for consumers. And I'll give you an example. Many people say the commission played an important role in slowing the expansion of expensive hospital systems like Mass General Brigham. Another key aspect of the law is that it set a target. It said statewide healthcare spending can't grow more than 3.6% a year, and any hospital or insurer that doesn't comply can be required to cut spending.
Okay, but has the law worked? Because healthcare still costs more in Massachusetts than just about anywhere else.
So when we look at the data, we can see that medical spending in Massachusetts has been growing more slowly than in the country overall. Now, it's hard to say if this is due to the state law or coincidence, but the Massachusetts approach has become a model for other states. Here is David Seltz. He's led the Health Policy Commission from the beginning.
We have absolutely made significant progress in slowing the growth of healthcare costs.
But he says that's not the end of the story because individuals still spend more every year on things like insurance premiums and copays, and it makes healthcare too expensive for a lot of us. I also spoke with Amy Rosenthal, executive director of the consumer advocacy group Healthcare for All. Her group runs a helpline for consumers.
Healthcare affordability is one of the things we hear about every single day in every single language in which we serve.
And a state survey found 41% of Massachusetts residents or their families had trouble paying for health care last year, and many of them are skipping care.
That's really alarming. What are you hearing about why this effort to contain health care costs is falling short?
So, Rupa, this law was considered groundbreaking when it passed, but several experts and industry insiders say its impact has diminished over time. They say the Health Policy Commission doesn't have enough authority to hold hospitals and doctors accountable. Or to put it more bluntly, they say the agency doesn't have any teeth. Andrew Dreyfus is CEO of the state's largest health insurer, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts.
What's happening is that hospitals and physicians are asking health plans like Blue Cross for really substantial increases in the prices that we pay for their services. And that has me very worried because that's what put us in this position in the first place.
Okay, that's from an insurer. How do hospitals respond to that criticism?
So some hospital leaders feel unfairly targeted. The COVID pandemic has been incredibly hard for hospitals, and it's affecting their finances. They're paying more for everything because of labor shortages and inflation, and they say they can't really control these costs. Critics say hospitals can do more to cut wasteful spending. So there's a lot of finger-pointing about who's to blame for the high costs.
Okay, is there anything that comes next? Is the state doing more to tamp down the cost of healthcare?
There are things the state can do. It could give the Health Policy Commission the power to impose bigger penalties on providers and insurers with high spending. Here's David Seltz again, the head of the commission.
Now is a time to rethink and retool our approach to healthcare cost containment after these 10 years.
It's ultimately up to lawmakers and the next governor to decide how to address medical costs.
WBUR health reporter Priyanka Dale McCluskey, thanks so much. This is an important issue that affects so many people. I really appreciate you talking to us about it.
Thank you, Rupa.